All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Let's rock on as we inspire each other. And there's all kinds of ways to inspire, motivate, and encourage. And above all things, we can do that with and for each other. I hope you are encouraged today. Today, the nugget of inspiration I want us to think about, be challenged by, is the examined life. The examined life. Now, this first quote is from Parker Palmer. He wrote, "On the Brink of Everything." Great motivational speaker, one who often inspires. Parker Palmer, "On the Brink of Everything." And he wrote this. He said, "Our world is in desperate need of leaders who live what Socrates called an examined life. In critical areas like politics, religion, business, and mass media, too many leaders refuse to name and claim their shadow because they don't want to look weak. With shadows that go unexamined and unchecked, they use their power heedlessly in ways that harm countless people and undermine public trust in our major institutions." So he goes on to say, "If you value self-knowledge, you will become leaders that we need to help renew this society. But if for some reason you choose to live an unexamined life, I beg of you, do not take a job that involves people." And there you are, folks. All of us, everywhere, the church on earth, we're in the people business. We live together. We serve together. We find life and faith together. We go to work in the world to do work, meaningful work, upbuilding work, grace-filled work together. And so we are in the people work. And it's good to pause and to reflect how those human interactions, how our life is relating in and through to others. Jesus was always drawing people out of themselves and into others or into community. Jesus was connecting people back to the heart of the matter. He was helping them to live the examined life, to see their life in something bigger than self. Can we see that all of our work, everything we do, everything that we have, and everything that we are is bigger than about self? And it's about a shared life, a shared humanity together. You see, in the church, we have these phrases that we say in confession and other elements of liturgy that hold us in that story, and we need not rush too quickly past it. Here's one of them. We say, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, it's not something we need to fear. Putting our sin out there, putting our stumbling block out there, putting our shame out there. It's a truth that can free us because Jesus doesn't encounter us and say, that's it, I'm done, nothing else. You will never get past this. He engages us in that, cleanses us, picks us up, raises us up, and sends us forward. So another quote comes from Eddie Glaude Jr., an American academic. He wrote, "We have to become better people by fundamentally transforming the conditions of our living together." We have to become better people by fundamentally transforming the conditions of our living together. This will require setting aside our comforting illusions. Ah, there it is, the examined life. To take a comforting illusion and to say, is there truth there? Is there meaning there? Is there value there? Is there life there? And discovering, no, there is not. And being able to turn from that, to repent, to turn around, to be made new, to experience new life. Yes. And so, Lord, today we come to you to confess that we too have often lived in comforting illusions. So help us to live together. Cleanse us and make us new. And listen, folks, you don't do the examined life by self. It can start there, but it's better done when we recognize that we're better together when life can be shared together. And when a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a colleague, somebody that you can be in a spiritual development kind of relationship with, a spiritual gifts relationship with, it's good to again pause and say, let's examine. And let's not be bound by what we find, but let's be made new to move forward in life-giving faith. Yes, right there, folks. The examine life can motivate us into all that can be and will be when we grow. So keep growing. All right. Good day.